Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in and welcome. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, today is Wednesday, right? Today is Wednesday. And we're looking at right now in the ATL, it's 38 degrees. With a high today of 61 with a slight chance of rain, the low tonight of 37. Now, tomorrow's high is going to be 50 with a low of 25. I think tomorrow is going to be the coldest day of the week. Friday, 59 and sunny. And Saturday is going to be 66 with a chance of rain. Sunday, 70 degrees with a chance of rain. So we should have a pretty good weekend with, you know, a slight chance of rain. So if you plan something to do outdoors, like grill or something like that, then Plan on it maybe raining for a little bit. And so you may need to figure that out. Okay? Now, some people say, Frank, why do why are you always doing weather and things like that? Because I want you guys to be informed about the weather. Okay? I like knowing what the weather's gonna be, right? So I give you guys the weather. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's word of the day is, before I get into the word of the day, today's show is being sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? Now, today's word of the day is quotidian. 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 Okay? And quotidian is an adjective, and it means occurring every day. Okay? And the second meaning is belonging to each day, every day. A third meaning is commonplace, ordinary. That is quotidian. Quotidian can be used every day in your vocabulary. Something that happens every day, you can say that, hey, that's the quotidian of the day. Okay? It sounds funny, but I never heard of that. Quotidian. All right? I'm not cursing or anything. I'm just saying. That's the word. You guys can look it up if you want. Now, again, today before I get into the show, I just want to say that it's very sad what has happened to Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's daughter. Now, I heard on yesterday, and I don't know how true this is, so don't hold me to this, but I heard on yesterday that she was actually doing better. So I don't know what's going on there. I guess I need to research that, right? But anyway, it's still sad about what happened, but I believe that she's on a downswing from that documentary that came out about her mom and dad, and how they met and all this stuff. I think that brought up some really bad feelings for her, and she turned to drugs. Now, I understand that because my mom been gone for 10 years now. It'll be 10 years this year. And if there was a documentary put out there, if I had a famous mom and there was a documentary put out there about her, I'm just saying my mom, little old me, my mom, and the way I felt about my mom, I don't know if I'd turn to drugs, but that would really, really touch my heart. Especially if I didn't have anything to do with it, maybe someone else put all the stuff out there. And I believe that Bobby Brown, put most of the facts out there. And I don't know if those are true facts about how things went on. I mean, he kind of made himself look like a great guy, and which we all know that that wasn't the case, right? So, so I think that was part of her collapse, you know, and turning to drugs. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you guys want to call in and comment on today's episode, today's episode is entitled "Ex-Football Great Gets Arrested at the Hotel After the Super Bowl." Now all I want to do is discuss some of the reasons that celebrities and famous people get caught up in this type of drama, and they get caught up often, okay? And if you're a celebrity or someone famous and you're doing something not right, okay, even, you know, to the point where it's illegal, then, you know, if you don't want to be caught up in it, then I suggest that you just don't do it. Okay? Because if you do get caught up in it, then it's going to get smeared all across the United States and even, you know, all across the world because of the internet and social media. So what happened was, the ex-football great I'm talking about, and you guys probably heard this, is Warren Sapp. Warren Sapp used to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he, you know, won a Super Bowl with them and ended his career at the Oakland Raiders. In the Hall of Fame, okay? And had a great job with being an analyst at the NFL Network. That's a you know, cable channel about the NFL. So when football season's going, they do daily, not daily, but they do stuff during the week and on the weekends of football games. And I'm sure he was getting a nice salary, a lot of perks, and all this stuff, and then being who he is, I'm sure there were other perks that he received as well. Okay, so now he is at the Super Bowl, of course, this past weekend, and he's at some kind of Renaissance Hotel out there in Arizona, and he invites he solicits two women, escorts, to his suite at the hotel, okay? And when I say solicit, now, guys, if you get into my word of the day every day, you'll know what solicit means. Solicit means he calls them and asks them to come do favors for him. So he solicits these prostitutes up to his suite, and it's 3 a.m. And I don't know what happened during that time they were there, but whatever happened escalated out into the hallway of the hotel, and they were kicking up so much ruckus that other guests in the hotel came out of their hotel room to see what was going on, okay? And they called the police because one of the girls asked one of the hotel guests, please call the police. And so the police comes, and one of the girls took off. She didn't... She didn't want to be there when the police got there, of course, because they're doing this, they're giving doing prostitution, right? And so she didn't want to be there when the police got there, so she left. But actually, she didn't leave. She was still on the grounds of the hotel. She just wasn't there. So once they found her and talked to her about what was going on, they arrested Warren Sapp for soliciting prostitution, assault, and I think there was a third charge. I'm not sure what it is. Okay? So now they arrested him. Of course, that was Monday morning, and they released him on his own reconnaissance. We got to look that up and find out what that means. But all that means is he was released on his own, with his own will. Okay, he wasn't fined. Okay, so I don't know what's gonna happen from here, but he got arrested. So because of his arrest and his charges, the NFL Network fired him on Monday morning. So now he's out of a job. I don't know if he's going to get his job back or not, but they fired him. Okay? And if you or I get fired like that, we probably won't get our job back. Right? But sometimes these athletes and stuff, they do things, they get caught with drugs, all this type of stuff, lose their job, and the next thing you know, we see them right back on TV. Okay? And I don't know how that all works, and to be honest with you, you know, if you and me, ordinary Joe Blow, we get caught at the job and we're have to take some type of drug test and we test positive, we're going to lose our job. We're not going to be able to go back to that job. Okay? That may even follow us to our next job. Okay? But if you look at some of these senators, congressmen up here who make these laws, I'm sure If they all had tests for drugs, someone would come up positive. But they don't get tested for drugs. Senators, congressmen, they don't get tested for drugs. But they make the laws saying that we have to get tested for drugs for a job. For $10, $15, $20 an hour job. They making millions up there. They don't get tested for drugs. How does that work? How is that fair to us? I think we should go on a letter writing campaign, writing to the White House, whomever we need to write to, and demand that senators and congressmen take drug tests. From some of the things that they say and do, in Washington, I think a lot of these guys are on drugs. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, again, getting back to Mr. Sapp, I don't know if he's married. I think he is. I don't know if he has kids, but I think he does. Why are you soliciting sex or whatever you're trying to get from these escorts? I mean, I know they're costing you money, but how much money are you spending on these with these women? And then obviously they weren't what he expected, because he ended up kicking them out of his suite and fighting with them in the hall. So I don't know if they did something wrong, or if he didn't like what they did, or if he didn't say, I ain't going to pay y'all that much. But, you know, I don't know. Whatever it was, cost him a lot more than it would, than it cost him just to say, okay, girls, this is not what I thought it was going to be. Here's your money. Go on about, go on to your next appointment. Right? I mean, you got to have common sense. You got to realize what's at stake. But I think that these guys are so macho and so, and think they're way above the law, that they can do this stuff and just have disregard for the law. And that's a problem. So now you lose your job, you get arrested, now you got to go home and face your wife. Now you got to go home and tell your kids what happened, why it happened, what you're going to do now, or, you know, mom and dad may not be together after this. I don't know. That's something that they have to figure out. But it's, you know, if you tip the scales way one against the other, It would have been so far less costly. Take care of these girls and let them go on about their way. I mean, what I'm saying is, I don't know how much these girls may cost. I've heard people paying thousands of dollars for escorts. Okay? Thousands of dollars. And so maybe that was it. Maybe he didn't have their money. Maybe he didn't want to pay them. And they didn't want to, and they, you know, they wouldn't take that. They want their money. So, you know, again, why get into that situation? Now, I know, you know, I'm just saying the reasons they do it. And some of the reasons that they get into it is that these guys, you know, us as men, again, I tell people this all the time. Men are built to reproduce. That's what God put in us, reproduction. We're built to reproduce. Okay? Women are built to produce. Okay? Men look at women. I mean, I'm just being real here. You look at a woman, you see a woman, and she's got a great-looking body, great-looking face. I mean, there's thoughts there. Okay? Now, I ain't saying that every woman, and you're going to look at every woman and have thoughts about her or anything like that. I'm just saying, you know, at certain times, men think like that. At certain times, women think like that. Women see a good-looking man, you know, maybe muscles and, you know, nice-looking face, good-looking body, right? And you say, man, that's a good-looking, that's a good-looking guy. Why do you say it's a good-looking guy? I mean, that's just human nature. And men, I'm not trying to make excuses for Warren Sapp, but men need to be with a woman. If you're a straight man, you need to be with a woman at times. Okay? And a lot of women say, I don't need to be with no man all the time. I can go months without a man. I can go a year without a man. I can go 5 years without a man. Well, maybe you can. But usually straight men can't do that. Can't go months without a woman. Can't go years without a woman. Can't do it. Ain't gonna happen. So if we can't go out there and grab a woman out the club or out there off the street, you know, meet a woman and have dinner with her or whatever and get to know her. Hey, if he's looking for a quick woman fix, he'll spend his money and find him an escort, which is exactly what Warren Sapp did. Okay? And all I'm saying is, men, take care of your women. Women, take care of your men. Okay? Please do that. And, you know, there's still going to be people that still go out there and do other things. Not all of us men are going to do that. Not all of you women are going to do that. So, that, you know, take care of your man. Take care of your woman. All right? And we got about 3 minutes to go in the show. And, excuse me, tomorrow I'm going to have a very explosive show. Okay? Tomorrow's going to be very explosive. And I have a lot going on tomorrow. I am going to do the show, and the show is going to be very explosive. So tune in tomorrow, same time, same place, for this show, and we're going to get it on. And if you guys, I want you guys to have a great day today. Take care of yourselves, and see you tomorrow. This is Frank. I'm over and I'm out. See you.